response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
I was just practicing up. You know, yeah. It's been a while since I'd been there. I just wanted to make sure I still had it.
Just oozing out of you.
Yeah. You know, I enter in that, into that environment. I got to make sure I can hang, you know.
Right. So for some reason, all four commissioners got together to discuss the business of sports. Four commissioners in the four major sports, that team sports that we talk about in the NFL, Major League Baseball, the NHL, and the NBA. So they're in this discussion. They're talking about everything. They're touching all sorts of topics. Roger Goodell is a willing and insightful participant, as was described by someone in this article I'm reading, Jasmine Solana, who happened to be there. And Rogers, he's shucking and jiving. He's saying everything. Boom, boom, here, I got an opinion on this. I'm Roger Goodell. I'm the man. And then... sports gambling comes up.
What happened to the man?
He went quiet. Legal sports betting comes up. He goes quiet.
Thank you.
This is where Adam Silver steps up and has an insightful opinion. He says, my sense is the law will change in the next few years in the United States. And I think it's not as much at the end of the day leagues are being against sports betting. It's more of a function of being realist. It's a multi-hundred-billion-dollar illegal industry in the United States, and I think ultimately as the owners of the intellectual property, we're going to embrace it and also make sure our integrity is protected at the same time. End quote. Thank you, Adam Silver.
Thank you. And he's been saying this for a while since he became commissioner, that hey, this train has left the depot. It's going to happen, and it can't happen soon enough. And this is another one of those issues where you have to insert religion, because people use that as a reason for denying or lambasting gambling. And I understand that there are people who get addicted to gambling, get addicted to a multitude of things, but that's on them. If you choose to give up all your money in Vegas or Atlantic City or plan a lottery or whatever, that's on you. As long as we, the taxpayers, don't have to put the bill for your failings, I'm fine with what you doing that. That's why are we trying to save people from gambling if they want to gamble? Let them gamble. And as far as the leagues are concerned, it goes on anyway. We just had Bobby Valentine in here with this prediction game, where you can play along with the baseball game. The batter, is he going to swing and miss? Is he gonna get a single or home run or whatever? A long, long time ago, I had partnered up with Kenyon Rashid, former Oklahoma Sooner, played up here for the Jets and the Giants, and he was involved in a company called ISWI, International Sports Wagering Inc., and they had a sports action application that they had implemented over in Europe, and they were trying to bring it to the States. And he and I were currycombing the country, talking to different entities about that, sports books in Vegas, casinos out here in the New York area or Jersey area. And you know, it was just a prediction game where you could sit there and play along. It's similar to what you're doing with fantasy football now. And once the NFL and before them, other leagues figured out that we could make some money off of this, they were all in. And I think they're going to be all in as soon as they wrap their arms around this whole gambling deal, because people are doing it anyway.
Win View Games, to give Bobby Valentine a pop with that one. I don't understand what the NFL and Roger Goodell are afraid of to this point. Because if they think that legalized sports gambling puts their league in some sort of jeopardy that it's not in already, that is an insane statement.
Yes.
As Adam Silver said, it's a multi-hundred billion dollar illegal industry. If you end up making it legal in more places, there's a better chance that things get cleaned up and there would be less nefarious behavior. We can bring in the whole legalization of marijuana discussion into that as well.
Yes.
What are you afraid of? Do you really believe that making sports gambling legal in certain states or in every state is going to all of a sudden increase the chance of games being fixed in your league? You're still in control of that, by the way.
Yes.
You're still in, and it could still happen at any point. I mean, right now there could be any sort of skivats, bookie, mobster, criminal who can get to somebody. Right now, it could happen.
And now you have a team that's going to be based in the future, in the next couple of years, in Las Vegas. The NBA's been holding its summer leagues in Vegas forever. Has anyone been compromised?
No.
I can't think of anyone that's been compromised other than a referee or two.
Well,
that was totally different.
Right.
I mean, so what are you afraid of? That's money on the table for you, man.
Well, and that's the thing. I think that maybe they haven't figured out a way to monetize it to their liking.
That's usually the problem.
Just like when we talked about the, what was his name? Eric Schneiderman.
Here. Yes.
Was it the DA or was he the Attorney General?
Attorney General of New York.
New York's Attorney General, Eric Schneiderman, was coming down.
Schneiderman.
Schneiderman. He was coming down on FanDuel and DraftKings because they weren't getting a cut and they wanted to make it regulated. And the two companies took major losses because they had to end up paying millions and millions of dollars because of the change in the law. And then they tried to merge and it didn't happen. So both these companies now are still going to struggle. But that's what it was about. It wasn't about, I mean, Eric Schneiderman would sit around and talk about, oh, he's taking advantage of young, naive people who don't know what they're doing and they're gambling and they don't know they're gambling and we have to protect them. Bull crap.
Yeah.
You just hated there was a couple of companies or one company in FanDuel that was based in New York that was making millions upon millions of dollars, and you weren't seeing any of it.
That's it.
Schneiderman.
And it's the same thing here. And that's why Adam Silver is trying to be on the forefront of this to make sure that he could tap into some of that.
Right.
It's going to happen. And by the way, when you sell alcohol at sporting events in the way that you do, and then you claim to be afraid of gambling and you want to protect people, you know how many people leave NFL stadiums hammered driving cars?
Yes.
Nobody talks about that, but we got gambling. It's the worst thing in the world.
Right.
Can't do that.
Yeah.
No, but you got Budweiser and Miller and whoever the hell else as big sponsors. You sell beers for $15 a pop in these stadiums. People are hammered going in after tailgating all day. Oh, that's fine.
And aren't there signs? Isn't there advertisement in these stadiums about casinos? Whether you're in New Jersey here at the Meadowlands, they have signs talking about or promoting gambling or the casinos. You have it in Major League Baseball. You go to the Marlins, Miccosukee or whatever the tribe is. They promote their casinos. So you see it around these different sports teams and leagues already.
It's one of the dumbest things that goes on.
Waste of time.
I was really happy to hear the other commissioners getting on board. Even Gary Bettman. He did have a little bit of criticism as I'm reading this one quote. He goes, I don't worry about fixing games. I don't worry about anything like that from our standpoint. What does it do the way young people consume sports? Do they look at it as a vehicle for healthy competition with role models, or do they look at it as a device to make or lose money on a bet?
Healthy competition for role models? Shut up! The hell does that have to do with anything?
He went on to say, what would it do to the environment in the stadium or in the arena if everybody's sitting there just worrying about their bets? They're already doing that!
Thank you!
Just because you made it illegal doesn't make more people involved. And I'm telling you, there's not anybody, betting happens everywhere. There's not ever been a person that I've come across who's wanted to make a bet and didn't because it was illegal. Find me that person.
Yeah.
Man, I'd love to make this bet, but I'm afraid I'm going to get in trouble. And oh, by the way, no one's betting on hockey anyway, Gary.
I don't know exactly.
I mean, no one's like, I got the Dallas Stars minus a goal and a half tonight. And if you are, that's the person you got to worry about.
Yeah, and no one's sitting there and saying, who could be my competitive role model tonight? It's going to be number 99 and number 3.
And what do you give a crap for anyway? Why someone is watching the game? Does it matter?
He's wanting to watch.
Right.
Who cares? Are they watching? I don't care why they're watching. I just want to make sure they're tuning in.
Do you think that the people who bought tickets to the movie Baywatch, do you think that the producers and the directors and the actors cared if someone said, I want to go watch this movie for some great cinematic pleasure, the great storyline, the plot? Or do you think that a lot of people
said, great delivery of lines,
right.
All that, thespians.
Or do you think they said, I really hope people are saying that as opposed to, man, I just want to see some boobies on the beach. Doesn't matter. As long as they show up there and they're watching, right?
That's right. That's it.
Show up and watch.
I would be in the latter. category. I mean, for just querying each other.
I actually saw that movie in the theater.
Did you?
I did.
Is that the one where you had the episode in the bathroom?
I think it might have been, yeah. Was it? Yeah, I think it was that one.
That was a good story.
Yeah. That was an off-the-air story, wasn't it?
Yes, that was off-the-air.
It's an off-the-air story.
Oof. Yeah, can't share. Sorry,
right.
America.
There was some Bugatti Casino language in that story.
Yeah,
So.
You deserved it.
But there was, right, it is true. I did. There was a guy in that theater, that old guy, old creepy guy, by himself.
With sweats on?
Yes.
Old gray sweats?
Yes. How did you know? Did I tell you that already?
No.
Yeah.
That's the common issue. That's what they wear.
And he
old
went.
Old gray sweats we had in junior high school.
And he went to the last row of the theater.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I told my wife at the time, like, that guy is definitely going to have some fun with himself in this theater. Just so you know. Just so you know. Like, because I know. And I don't know if you think like a man, that guy back there, several rows behind us, will be engaging in that activity.
Damn.
Exactly. Yeah.
He had a plastic bag filled with stuff.
No.
He did. I don't know. He did. It was a plastic filled with. He was like, whoa. And then he was like, the other thing I knew why he was full of it is because he knew that people were looking at him. So he would like engage in like conversations to try to act normal, you know? It's like, boy, I haven't been to the movies in a long time. They really.
Been waiting on this Baywatch movie for a while.
That's what he said. He goes, oh, they really changed this theater around. Oh, it's nice. I like it. Let me go to the last row and pull down my sweatpants.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's gross.
Bad. Yeah. Wow. Anyway, so get over it, NFL.
Yes, please. Come on.
Right.
What's wrong with you?
You shouldn't care. Watched real sports yesterday, and so did you.
Yes.
How about that? The latest sports. Real sports.
Yeah.
On HBO. We always love watching it. And there were three very interesting stories on there. The death of the Great Barrier Reef, which is just so depressing.
Yeah.
I didn't really. I mean, they do sports stories, but it's really more social issue stories that have a little bit to do with sports.
Yeah.
So that one was a little bit of a stretch, even though it was very interesting. But also
so
the
snorkeling, scuba diving, I guess that's technically a sport.
I don't know. I mean, it's an important story to tell,
right.
But I didn't think it had too much of a basis in sports. But it was still a very interesting and important story to tell. And then there was the MMA fighting out in Chechnya and how the Chechen.
It'll be Chechenian.
I think it might be Chechen too. I've heard that as well.
Chechen and Chechenian.
Either one. But the dictator also runs the MMA. He runs the big MMA thing.
His father used to be anti-Russia, and he was the ruler of Chechnya. And then his father flipped.
Yep.
Went over to Putin's side.
And they got a lot of money,
like somebody I know. and then. You know, they stopped fighting against the Russians and got a
whole
ton
bunch
of money.
Yep.
And then the father was assassinated. Now the son has picked up the mantle and he has a lot of money and rebuilt the Chechenian capital and all that. I mean, you're talking about opulence. Whew.
It is crazy. And you just have to watch this. The reason I bring it up is it's just fascinating. And he's creating fighters out of people who've been fighting their entire lives.
Real war.
Right, like real war, so them getting in an octagon and fighting someone else without guns, and it's regulated, and there's a referee. It's like, who cares? This is nothing to me.
Right.
You know, at 8 years old, I had a machine gun in my hands.
Yes.
So, you know, and he wants to challenge the UFC and MMA fighting in the U.S. and see who's got the best fighters, and it is just, it's bizarre. It is really, really bizarre. And scary. And the guy who did the story, I forget his name, but you know, he had to wait like 3 days.
I think it was longer than that, wasn't it? I think he said about 10.
10 days?
Yeah, I believe he said about 10 days before he sat down with this guy.
He spent 10 days in Chechnya waiting for the dictator to sit down for an interview. And it happened at 2 a.m. local time.
Right.
There. And he finally sat down with him. I mean, and this guy, he does not get challenged. And there was one journalist who was trying to expose him, and then she was shot.
She was assassinated. Yeah. Now you have another journalist, a colleague of the one journalist that was assassinated, that has taken up this fight, and now she's in hiding. And the dictator allegedly is eliminating the homosexual community from Chechnya, and he was asked about that. And of course, you as you might imagine, the interview became a little bit more antagonistic after that. And, oh, we don't have that problem here. No, you don't have a problem because you've killed them or run them out of the country.
Yeah, he was accused of rounding up gay Chechens and torturing them.
Right.
And then when he was asked about it, he goes, no, I couldn't have done that because we don't have anybody that's gay here, was his answer.
Right.
And he goes, if we have any of them, you can send them to Canada, is what he said.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, the guy, it's whatever. If you're a MMA fan, though, to watch what they've built there and how they've built it, it's interesting. If you're just anybody, it's interesting. But I recommend
watching. They pride themselves, being these warriors because of the fighting that has been ongoing there or that was ongoing there for so long. The MMA, that's nothing compared to what we've been dealing with for our entire lives. If you're a young person in that country, for the most part, you're always embroiled in war, and even though they're inhabitants, the same. So they feel like that has been a catalyst for their success in the MMA world.
Yeah, a couple other stories, too, including one involving Rod Carew and the great story behind his heart transplant.
That was outstanding.
So go ahead and watch it. A little promo for real sports, but go ahead and watch it. Michael in Abilene, Texas, joins us on CBS Sports Radio. Good morning, Michael. What's up?
Gio and Jones, how we doing, fellas?
Good, man. What do you got for us?
Well, I hate to interrupt the day of sports to talk about something not sports, but I heard your theater story, and I'd like to tell a much cleaner one.
Okay, sure. Go ahead.
Everybody loves their grandma. Love my grandma. She's the best. She's a hippie. She's sweet. She's loving. She's got some poor eyesight, some other things, old age. So go to the theater, just me and my grandma having a great time. I go to get some extra snacks. Tell her, hey, go find us a seat. I come back. She literally is sprawled eagle on the floor with all of the snacks that she had and drinks all over herself. She walked into the theater and asked the gentleman if she could sit next to him, and he looked at her with this crazy look on his face. She's practically blind. There was no chair there. That's why he was confused by her question. And she proceeded to sit down 100 miles an hour and toss all of her popcorn and drinks up in the air, down onto her face and all over her clothes. And she was just sitting watching the previews, ornately adorned with all of her snacks. It was one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. She didn't complain. She didn't gripe.
Wow.
She was just like, well, Michael Tyler, I had a little bit of an accident. I said, I see that, Grandma. Would you like me to join you? And we got her cleaned up and finished the movie, man.
Oh, that's great. Hippie grandma. Thanks for sharing that story, Michael. The old hippie grandma in the theater.
I'm too cool to be embarrassed.
Blind hippie grandmother in the movie theater.
Yeah.
You know? You don't get that every day. But
no.
When you do, hilarity ensues.
It's like saying I saw a blind person at one of the Wiggles. Yeah. Like, it kind of defeats the purpose, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well,
I guess you still have your touch.
I don't think people get those calls elsewhere.
No,
just like
here.
To share. And that's a good thing, Michael, by the way.
That is a great thing.
Yeah, like to share my hippie grandmother falling down in the movie theater with you guys because I know you'd like it. Coming up next, an Andrew Bogish update. And we've got Anthony Adams, Spice Adams, who had a sort of nondescript NFL career but has popped up in the media a couple times. And we could finally answer the question, who is Spice Adams? Because no one seems to know. Our boss doesn't know. I didn't really know. Mikey B sort of knew, but I don't know if he really knew.
Mikey B interviewed him.
Brian had no idea who he was. Did he play? When did he play? Who is he? How did he get the name Spice? What's he doing working here? We're going to find out all of that with former defensive tackle in the NFL. Who had more of a nondescript NFL career, Brian Jones or Spice Adams?
This is Gio and Jones on CBS Sports Radio.
Anthony Salt Adams.
Spice!
Oh, Spice Adams.
Sugar. Is it Sugar?
Sugar Adams. Will be joining us coming up in a little bit. And he's got a packet with him here.
Oh, yeah? So, what's the packet? What's he selling?
Big
You're selling some salt? I mean, some spice?
Big Ten.
Turmeric?
Paprika.
This helped me with inflammation.
Cumin.
Help you too. Yo, so mean.
He's gonna talk about the Big Ten K. Big Ten big 10K. So, presented by MB Financial
What's
Bank.
What's the big 10K?
It's a race.
Okay, where?
You know.
Where else would it be?
Right.
In Chicago?
Yeah.
Big Ten headquarters,
yeah, Chicago.
Oh, okay. Big along Michigan Avenue?
It will start and finish in Chicago's iconic Grant Park.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yep. $60 for adults.
$60 to run?
Yep.
Okay.
$50 to walk.
Pay to be out of $50 to walk.
I swear to God.
Are you a walker? What if you pay $50
What if
to
I
walk?
Take walk breaks from my run?
Yeah.
$55
Okay. Exactly. All right. That's fair.
Now, is Spice running?
It's a question for Spice. Yeah, that's why we have him on, actually.
Big man.
Yeah.
We played D-line.
Yep.
Is he going to run the 10K? Or walk the 10K?
It depends how much cash he's got left. He's been out of the league for a few years. So, 60 or 50. Brian's losing it.
And you got a whole other Friday show to go.
Yeah, I know.
Are you working tomorrow?
I work every Friday, man.
Okay, bogus.
Every Friday this week.
Come on. Well, you're not working tomorrow.
I'm not working tomorrow.
Brad Heller?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn.
I got a question for Brad tomorrow.
I know what it is, too.
I don't think you should ask it.
Is there someone?
Say thanks, Brian. Back across the Atlantic we go. It is now the afternoon at Royal Birkdale, round one of the 146th British Open.
Jordan Spieth.
Battling for the lead. He is 4-under through 14. Brooks Koepka and whomever he's dating just joined him. If he's 4-under through 13 now. In the clubhouse, Ian Poulter with a 3-under 67. Dustin Johnson and Rory McIlroy tee off together at 9:48 a.m. Eastern.
Phil Mickelson
at 10:10. Dallas police have been unable to reach the man who was punched Sunday night at a nightclub, and no witnesses have come forward with additional information, so they have suspended their investigation of the incident, which may have involved Ezekiel Elliott. Chargers rookie wideout Mike Williams may need season-ending back surgery. He recently received a second epidural for the issue that was diagnosed following the very first practice of rookie minicamp. Williams might have gotten hurt, though, before the Chargers used the 7th pick on him in April. The Milwaukee Brewers again giving up ground in the NL Central.
Hughes delivers. Line drive towards shallow center field. Base hit. Get smart. Raise the Jolly Roger. The Buccos walk it off as Max Moroff delivers.
A game-ending RBI single in the 10th. Greg Brown and friends had the call on Pirates Radio. Pittsburgh handing Milwaukee its fourth straight loss, 3-2. The Brewers have only a game and a half clear of the Cubs, 4 of the Pirates, and 4.5 of the Cardinals, whom the Mets beat last night 7-3. The Diamondbacks fell in 11 in Cincinnati 4-3, and J.D. Martinez was hit by a pitch on his left hand in his Arizona debut. X-rays were negative, but Martinez is unlikely to play today's series finale. The Angels cooled off the Nats 7-0, a 2-run homer from Mike Trout. Washington had won 6 straight. The Dodger win streak continues. It's 11 games after handling the White Sox 9-1 in a contest shortened to 8 by rain. L.A. has now won 31 of 35. The Red Sox down the Jays 5-1. The Orioles beat up the Rangers 10-2. And the Royals snuck past the Tigers 4-3. U.S. men's soccer got by El Salvador in Philly 2-0 to reach the Gold Cup semifinals. The Americans will play Costa Rica Saturday in Dallas. Dikembe Mutombo says he is looking for investors to help him buy the Rockets. Leslie Alexander announced they were for sale on Monday. Forbes values the Rockets at $1.65 billion. And the NHL will reportedly allow players with two-way contracts in the AHL, its top minor league affiliate, to play in the Olympics in February, but those players can only be released for the tournament in Pyeongchang, nothing before February 5th, which might keep their respective countries from using them. Greg?
Interesting, bogus. Thank you. Joining us right now, former NFL defensive tackle, former Penn State Nittany Lion, Anthony Spice Adams, who is joining us on behalf of the Big Ten Network's Big 10K on July 23rd. Anthony, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. I'm all right. Thanks for having me, guys.
Now, are you running in this 10K?
My phone is breaking up. What you say?
Are you walking in this 10K?
Yeah, that's more like it. I'll be walking. I did a 5K, and that didn't turn out too well for me. You know, my shins was hurting, back, like every joint. So I'll probably hold out on this.
Now, are you still carrying the same weight you were carrying during your playing days? Over three bills?
I'm heavy. I'm one of those guys. If I stop lifting and doing things, then I balloon.
So what?
I know some guys who don't have that problem where they just start shrinking, but I'm not one of those.
What are you up to these days?
Right now, I'm probably about 340.
Damn, Spice.
Yeah, I know.
But how? What are you? You're only like 6 foot, though, right?
I'm 5'11.8. Official combine statistics.
5'11.8. And 340. You want to know why you're...
Don't disrespect my .8.
You want to know why your joints hurt.
Yeah. He's not running in the 10 Big Ten. Yeah,
right now, I do some boxing and stuff like that. That's really the only thing I like. I don't like, you know, lifting heavy anymore. And
right.
Doing a bunch of cardio or whatever. But
are you eating correctly?
I'm trying.
Okay.
But the holidays kill me.
Well, the holidays have been over 8 months ago, man.
Still eating Christmas cookies? July.
Was not 8 months ago.
What?
4th of July was not 8 months
ago. Oh, come on.
Oh, yeah.
I still got some ribs in the refrigerator.
Well, that's protein, man. You can eat all the ribs you want. No carbs there.
He's celebrating all the holidays.
Feel better about myself.
Right. Like, oh damn, it's Boxing Day. I gotta make sure.
Warm up those ribs.
Right. It's Ramadan again. Oh man, we're gonna have to go out and celebrate. You do receive a sausage and a beer if you finish this 10K. So,
oh, okay.
There's a little incentive for you.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'm gonna do it then.
Gio and Jones with Anthony Spice Adams on CBS Sports Radio. In the bio they gave us for this interview, it says that you are a social media sensation.
Mm. Oh, man.
Wow. How did you get dubbed a social media sensation?
I guess, you know, since I've been doing my videos and everything, when I started on YouTube, I started posting stuff on Instagram and then on Twitter and everything. So it started to blow up everywhere, man. So started creating all these little characters here and there or whatever. And they've been doing well, man. Everybody likes it.
And it got you a job, right?
Exactly. So, you know, through the relationships that I've made throughout the NFL, people started to take notice and see that I put up all these videos. I edit them. I do everything myself. So everybody's been approaching me about, you know, some different opportunities here and there. But the Bears had approached me about a show here that I do. So I took that, and then Big Ten Network, we've been doing this show called the Big Ten Tailgate. And it's awesome, man. We go to different campuses throughout the Big Ten, and we talk about matchups.
And you eat, hence the tailgate,
exactly.
Right?
I'm never not eating now.
Okay, I understand that. I have that problem as well, but I'm not 340. You get down to get down. Now, are you going to be in an episode of Ballers?
I did season 2.
Okay.
I did 3 episodes. I think it was the 3rd, 8th, and 9th. So that was fun, man. You know, working with The Rock and working with other actors and producers and directors. I liked it a lot. I had fun.
If you could make a choice for your career the rest of the way, would it be being a color analyst for football games or being an actor on a show like Ballers?
Why does it have to be either or? Why can't it be both?
Well, because it's a more interesting question. Both is not a great answer. I'm making you pick
one. Why can't he be greedy, G?
Well, he can, but I'd rather know which one he's more interested in.
Okay, put it to you like this. I want to be – I'm trying to be like Michael Strahan with a smaller gap.
Can you believe that I mean, his career
is way too large. The one I got right now is perfect.
Seriously, though, did you ever think? Now, you played the same time that Strahan was in the league. Did you ever think, out of all the people that you played with or against, that Michael Strahan would have this mainstream media career like he has?
No. And I think if you asked him, he'd probably say the same thing. But he's great, man. He's awesome. I mean, even when you meet him outside of, you know, doing TV and movies and all of this stuff. Like, he's a great guy, man. He's real down to earth, real easy to talk to. Not, you know, too high on himself, doesn't take himself too seriously. And he's an awesome guy.
Anthony Spice Adams, former Chicago Bear, Penn State Nittany Lion, joining us here on CBS Sports Radio, the Gio and Jones Show. Spice, how did you get that nickname?
Oh, man. I got it in high school. I'll give you guys a short version. I played on the offensive line, and I had these braids in my hair that symbolized this rapper out on the West Coast named Spice One.
Mm-hmm.
So every time I would get in my stance and get ready to pull, because I play offensive guard, I would pull and I would block an end, or I would turn up and I would block a linebacker. And every time we run this particular play, we'd get a long chunk of yardage or we'll get a touchdown. So to alert me that I was pulling, my offensive line would say Spice, the main ingredient. So it stuck with me.
Why did they have to alert you that you were pulling? Did you not know the plays?
No, I mean, we're in high school, so...
So you didn't know the play?
No, that's just something that you do when you're in high school. You don't do it when you're in college or you're in a pro.
We didn't do that in high school. I went to high school and played. We didn't have to say code words. They tell you to play okay. In the huddle, and you go out and you run, and if you were supposed to pull, pull. If you're supposed to fold block, you fold block.
Did you go to high school in Detroit? There you go.
No, sir. Yeah, if you call, so you could call the play, what they would forget, right?
Hey, listen, I just do as I'm told. You know, I had never played football before. I wanted to play basketball. My mom dropped me off in my high school. By the time I turned around, she was gone. She said, "Introduce yourself to that coach over there," and then she left. So, you know, whatever the coach told me to do, that's what I did. Like, I was extremely coachable. So,
do you know Larry Foote?
I do. Unfortunately, I do.
Why, unfortunately?
No, I'm just messing up. Foote's a good guy. But Foote went to Persian.
Yeah.
We used to beat up on Persian. I went to Martin Luther King, and we used to beat up on Persian. It's called the Persian Doughboys.
Oh, so you're nonviolent.
Spank them. Anytime he back on the show, ask him about Martin Luther King, how he used to stump a mud hole in them boys.
Okay, I will remember that. Because when you mentioned Detroit high school football, all I can think of is him telling me stories about growing up there. Are you getting paid by the Bears right now?
Yes.
Oh, you are? Okay, so I can't ask you your true opinion about Mitchell Trubisky in that trade.
Are you a company man?
The Bears are going to do awesome this year.
Yeah, okay. Oh, come on,
yeah,
man.
Right. Okay.
Big Ten has the best conference of all time.
Have you started doing your Big Ten prep?
And I love the Gio and Jones show.
There right. You go. You finally got one right. Have you started your Big Ten prep?
Say that again.
Are you running in this 10K?
No. My phone is breaking up again. I'm mentioning it.
Never mind. I'm in the same boat as you. I haven't started my prep either for college football season.
Hey, it's going to be cool, though, man. I mean, Sunday, everybody need to come out there. BTN, big10k.com. Registration is still open. I need somebody to come and motivate me.
That beer and hot dog after the race is not motivation enough?
You know what? I think I might run it now, man, because I deserve something like that, man. I deserve give me a sausage.
Spice!
I don't drink.
You're 340, dude. You're not playing anymore. You do not deserve a sausage.
You know what? I'm well put together, though. You see the three, you be like, damn, he's 340? You be like, oh, because, you know, the abs is there. I mean, they're shy.
They shy,
they,
right.
They're on the inside. They don't like to come outside.
Well,
they're
great.
They don't like to come out, man. But if you saw me, you'd be like, yo, this dude is yoke, man. The arms. In the trap. Like, for real. I don't know, man. GQ or Muscle and Fitness need to holler at me.
So next time in Chicago, you going to take me to Gibson's?
Yeah. We go wherever you want to go, man. Because, you know, it's going to all roll off of me, man. My metabolism is like none other, man. For real.
Sounds like it. Hey, Spice, thanks for the time, man. Best of luck with the Big Ten Networks Big 10K. It's a little cumbersome to say, I got to be honest with you. I would change the name. The Big 10K on July 23rd. Hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to you again down the road.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, my man.
It's Anthony Spice Adams, who also does not prep for college football this early in the summer. So the two of you guys.
Just July 20th, man.
In the same boat.
I told you I went to an optometrist. I need glasses, so mm-hmm. I ordered my glasses. Progressive prescription, whatever the hell that means. I just want to be able to see the words in the magazine, okay? And so as soon as they get here, I'm going deep, deep undercover. Knocking it out.
You got to wait for the glasses.
Yeah, I'm straining to see things now.
Oh, okay.
I have to wait. Obviously, you know what I thought? Because they said it was going to take about 2 weeks. Hopefully it won't take that long, but they, you know, they want to give you themselves as much time as ever. A little wiggle room. I was like, give me a magnifying glass.
Oh, you would.
I actually have that thought. Maybe I'll go get a monocle.
That would be great. That would be the absolute. That's the look, the monocle. The magnifying glass is funny, too.
I'm going to give me a magnifying glass because I need to start now. I'm behind. I'm done with the SEC. But, you know, you got all those 10, 12 other conferences. And I'm usually by this time, I'm at least midway through it. But I can't see a damn thing. I'm close.
Of all your ailments, which one bugs you the most?
What do we owe my ailments?
Back, shoulder, brain, eyes, knees.
Brain.
Okay.
Bothers me. Not being able to recall a lot of things.
Yeah, that's probably. Yeah. I didn't even need to ask that question. It was the obvious answer. Mm. What's second?
Eyes.
Eyes are second.
Sucks.
Yeah.
I'm having trouble seeing messages on my phone.
Is that why you don't respond to any of them?
I can't use that excuse because before I was having problems, I didn't respond.
Oh, man.
I get too many of them.
Right. Sure you do.
Busy. You got a lot of things going on, G.
I know the ones you respond to. They're usually picture messages. We're coming right back.
It's Gio and Jones on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Gabbo.
Where exactly is Dalid? We know.
I said Dallas, man.
Did you?
That was Dallas. Play it again. What you doing at 5 in the morning in Dallas?
Dallas. What was that, Mike?
Dallas. Dallas.
Sign up to be an Overwatch member.
Dr. Edwards.
Dr. Edwards, how are you doing, sir? What you doing at 5 in the morning in Dallas?
Oh, those are the two versions of Brian taping interviews. Dr. Harry Edwards and Bugatti Casino.
You adapt to the talent, right?
Oh, you are a social chameleon. Sign up to be an O-Rewards member today and start earning instantly. O-Rewards members earn $5 back for every 150 points you earn. It's fast, easy, and free, and only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. See store for details. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Make sure you check out our podcast page. I guess there was some difficulty yesterday. I saw someone sending us Facebook messages about our system was not uploading fast enough for their liking. Mm. But I believe it is fixed. So I think it is. Who knows? Is it fixed?
It just takes a while.
It does take some time.
Yeah. Always. Right?
Don't know why. Mm. Just does.
It just does. So when it gets up there, it'll be up there, the Bugatti Casino interview. Yeah,
be patient.
And our podcast, if you missed it, a couple people tweeted us. They missed the interview this morning, so you can go back. But it's, hey, it's 2017. You can listen to it wherever you are. You can listen to it several times over, if you'd like, at geoandjones.com/audio.
It'll have you tripping.
Yeah. In Dallas. And
damn.
iTunes, you could subscribe to our podcast. Do it. Do it all, man. Come on.
Wow, this show.
In the CONCACAF Gold Cup quarterfinal.
Yeah.
Which is something we pay attention to every year. Between the United States and El Salvador. There's a man on El Salvador's team named Henry Romero. And he decided that he was going to get a little feisty with Jozy Altidore.
Yeah.
Of the U.S. men's national team. So usually when you get under someone's skin, you might give them a little elbow.
Right.
You
know, talk a little trash.
Talk some trash, maybe trip them a little bit. Well, Henry Romero decided to go in a different direction.
Got physical.
Yeah. He grabbed Jozy Altidore's nipple and twisted it.
Ugh.
And then also bit him.
Yeah.
So
not the nipple, but bit him. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, yeah. I think his shoulder.
Bit him on his shoulder. Which we saw in the World Cup. Who's the guy from Argentina?
Yeah, Luis Suarez, who has got a history of being vampire-like.
He gets hungry on the pitch. Yeah.
So weird. Just one of those things you can't explain.
I've never even contemplated biting someone. I mean, if you were, you know, seconds from losing your life, you resort to all tactics, but biting someone?
Why, have you been in that situation?
No, I'm just saying. That's the only situation would call for that, I would think.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, I would probably.
I mean, unless you're freaky. Freaky deaky, I don't know.
Unless you freaky. Freaky deaky. Then in that case, biting acceptable. Same thing with the nipple, I guess. I mean, you got to be nuts. Got to be nuts. I mean, what is the point? Like, how is that going to have an effect on somebody too? Like, be like, what are you doing? Seriously, if you're out there on the pitch, on the field, on the court, and someone starts doing that to you, like, I would just
that
be,
gives you a right to beat their ass right then and there. Right?
Well, it should.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know if it works.
I mean, what's the one that kicks you out of the game? The yellow card or the red card?
Whichever card.
Yeah. That's not enough.
Right.
You grab someone's nipple. What if that happened in the women's matches?
What would they do? I'm not sure. Did you see the flop after Altidore turned around, though? This could be the best part of it. So Altidore turns around if he gets his nipple twisted. Watch this guy flop. Look at Altidore turns around. Look at this.
Oh, you little
guy falls
phony.
I know.
Nipple twister.
Listen, anything goes in the CONCACAF Gold Cup quarterfinal.
Apparently. That's a first.
Yeah.
Grab it. Come on. Draymond, don't do that next season.
And you never did anything like that in the NFL.
Who would do that? No.
I mean, he couldn't really get to it with the shoulder pads. It'd be tough
right.
to get up under
Can't
there.
Do that. You don't go grab another man's.
You ever punch a guy in the junk down in the pile?
No.
No?
Don't do that. Touch another man's junk.
Not even a punch or a pop to get the football?
No.
Game on the line? Not a little pop. No.
Okay, game on the line.
Yeah, game on the line. It's either punch.
That's different.
Punch the guy in the junk
or
not.
We didn't win too many, so yeah, whatever it took, you know.
It could have been 4-12.
That's fair.
You blew it.
Yeah, I did.
Thanks to Spice Adams and Bugatti Casino.
Bugatti!
Check out that interview, geoandjones.com/audio. Mikey B, PDB, Bogus, and Jock Alone. Great job. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Gio and Jones, CBS Sports Radio.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Brayton, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Brayton wherever you get your podcasts.